The opening of our parsha begins, and of course this is where the parsha gets its name from, by telling us, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Haran. Yaakov left his parental home in Be'er Sheva, is now traveling towards Haran. Of course, this is a continuation of where the last parsha left off. The narrative continues after Yaakov has to flee from his home because Esav has found out that Yaakov got the bracha of the firstborn of the Bechora. He has announced publicly he wants to kill his brother. And therefore, Rivka understands that Yaakov needs to leave the house. She persuades Yitzchak that it's time for Yaakov to find a shidduch, and the girls in the local neighborhood aren't appropriate for him. Therefore, he needs to travel to a place where hopefully he'll find a more appropriate shidduch. That's where last week's parsha ended. And now this week's parsha picks up by telling us, in fact, Yaakov did that. He leaves his parental home, and he's leaving, fleeing his brother Esav, and hopefully looking to move his life forward and get married. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, here in our parsha, notices a certain redundancy or unnecessary phrase in the pasuk, which then leads to what I think is actually a profound and incredibly important and instructive lesson. This medrash is actually briefly partially summarized by Rashi in a very well-known comment, but I think we'll appreciate it even more if we study the full medrash and see Chazal's full interpretation of the events described here in this pasuk. The problem that the Medrash is bothered by, that Rashi brings down, is that given the background that I mentioned, that this is just a continuation of the previous narrative, we already know Yaakov was in Be'er Sheva, and now you're telling me that he left to Haran. What's the most important part of this pasuk? That he was going towards Haran. It's not really that important to tell me Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. What's important is to tell me Vayelech Harana. But more than that, it's unnecessary for the Torah, famously so economical with their words, so succinct in the psukim, barely an extra letter or word, not at all. And yet here, why do you have to tell me these extra words? Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. Isn't that obvious? All you had to tell me was Vayelech Harana. Right? I would have read the pasuk, Vayelech Yaakov Harana. Yaakov went towards Haran. And any person would have deduced, oh, he's going to Haran. I guess that means he left Be'er Sheva. The Torah didn't need to write it. It's obvious. If he's going to Haran, that means he left Be'er Sheva. So why would the Torah, famously so succinct and economical with its words, why would it waste, so to speak, these four words? They're unnecessary. That's the problem that bothers the Medrash, that Rashi partially brings down and tries to answer. And the answer that the Medrash gives is something so instructive, inspiring, and profound. The Medrash asserts that the point is clear, that the Torah is not just giving us a triptych or the, you know, stage-by-stage GPS printout of Yaakov's journey. It's not necessary. It's not important. When the Torah tells us of a Yetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, it's not telling us about physically that he's no longer in the city. We could have figured that out on our own. But rather, it's selling on a more profound spiritual level his departure from Be'er Sheva left a mark. Because, says the Medrash, when you are in a city, when a great person, when a tzaddik is in a city, b'zman sha tzaddik be'ir, hu ziva, hu hadra. The tzaddik, that righteous person, is the beauty, the splendor, the grandeur of the city. As we would say more colloquially, the pride of the city. However, the Medrash continues, yatsa misham, but once that tzaddik leaves, moves on to greener pastures, for whatever the reason, pana ziva, pana hadra. All of a sudden, all that grandeur and splendor that the tzaddik had given to the city by his mere presence is unfortunately evaporated, it's gone. And that negatively impacts the city, it's felt. But Yetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, when he was not there anymore, you could feel the loss, the absence of his righteousness. The Medrash continues, that part is also already in Rashi, but the Medrash continues and tells us that this is not the only place it happens. In Tanakh later, in Megillas Rus, we read about Naomi, right in the beginning, as the story unfolds, because of the famine, she wants to leave and return home, and says, Vateitze min ha-makom asher haisa shama. She's leaving the place that she was, and the psukim continue and tell us where she was going. And here also says the Medrash, why do you need to tell me that? Isn't it obvious once you told me that she's going back to Eretz Yehuda, she's going back to Eretz Yisrael, isn't it obvious that she's leaving where she was? Why do we need to have both halves of that verse? One would be enough, just like we asked here. And so too says the Medrash, Naomi, who was a righteous woman in her own right, just like Yaakov, when she was in that new location, she was the pride, she was the spiritual splendor and grandeur of that city. When she left, Pana Ziva, Pana Hadra. All of a sudden, that city was not the same anymore. It was impoverished by her absence. All of this, more or less, you could find in Rashi. However, in the original Medrash, it continues and asks a question. Why do I need to have this lesson taught to us twice in Tanakh? Just tell it to me once, in either of the places, theoretically, and then I would have known this principle of Tzadik is the Ziva, is the Hadra, Pana, right? The whole thing. I would have known it. I don't need it twice. So one of the places, at least, is extra, is not necessary. Why teach me the same lesson in two places? So says the Medrash, profound and incredible insight. When Rus left, when Naomi left, she was the only tzadeket in her city. So of course, says the Medrash, it's obvious that in that case, if you're the only tzadik, you're the only tzadeket, the righteous woman, so of course when you leave, your absence will be felt. However, Hacha, says the Medrash, when Yaakov left Be'er Sheva, Hav Yitzhak Varifka, it wasn't leaving the city exactly abandoned. It wasn't leaving the city bereft of righteous people. His own parents, Yitzhak and Rivka, were there. And therefore you might have thought, no, when there's only one tzaddik in the town and that tzaddik leaves, of course that's going to make a difference. But if you're leaving behind two other tzaddikim, what's the difference? One tzaddik, two tzaddikim, three tzaddikim, they're still tzaddikim, they're still religious leadership, they're still role models, they're still inspirational figures in the city. And says the Medrash, our Parsha emphasizes the impact of Yaakov to teach us, Lo dome zechuso shel tzaddik echad, lo zechuso shel tznei tzaddikim. Not to take anything from Yitzhak and Rivka, but by having Yaakov also there, it made an impact. And when Yaakov left, despite the fact that Yitzhak and Rivka were still there, his loss was felt. What a powerful lesson about the impact of every individual on their home.